This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
I gotta tell you, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, the left and the mainstream media are going to have to sit there, and we've got to force them to respond to this book. This book is that important. Alex Jones cuts to the heart of the matter. If you compare the finest, and I'm telling you, you take MIT Technology Review, you take Science, take all these magazines and journals, add the electronic part of it, and you know, NPR, PBS, all of it. I'll match up, and we'll go through, and we'll do what Alex Jones put out there versus what your collective body has put out there. And if you're a sentient human being and just watching it, you say, well, God, Alex Jones was ahead of this. Not only that, he kind of explained it.
They're just in this huge revolution against choice and free will and normal technological development and adoption of technology that empowers humanity. Instead, they want adoption of technology, forced adoption, world IDs, global social credit scores, carbon taxes that dominate and monitor every facet of our lives.
You make the case of what not just the New World Order is, but using this Great Reset to really take up their whole idea of control and authoritarianism.
They have decided to trigger a controlled collapse and then bring in a new dark age to control the general public, where they will be in their Elysium fields. There is no new technology coming in. They're blocking that. And so really, they're just imploding things under the cloud heaven model so that they can get that control over us.
Alex Jones cuts to the heart of the matter.
He has presented tons of valid evidence and facts that I think have been really, really important to raising consciousness to what this sort of technocratic global elite really want to do.
The true thing that you've done, which is stunning, if you look at the evidence of that and the facts, you are one of the great thinkers of this. That is very rare. You've got to go back almost to the revolutionary generation and see that. This book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, I'm telling you, everybody in America, the people that hate Alex Jones the most have to read this book. This is no beach read. You're not going to be flipping pages here. You're going to be having a pen out. You're going to be underlining stuff. It's amazing.
The Great Reset and the War for the World by Alex Jones. Available now on Amazon or InfoWarsStore.com.
Liberals now are all over the news.
They're the newest, biggest group. Buying guns, saying, I'm preparing for civil war with the right-wingers. Thank God you just joined us and didn't know it. The Second Amendment is for a tyrannical government.
The sleeping giant, the new humanity.
Stand up and tell them the world order. You can take our lives, but you'll never take our freedom.
But we are lucky.
are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Sold out for more than 6 months, our number one bestseller is now back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the minerals, all the vitamins, all the key amino acids to turbocharge your immune system and make your body as healthy as it could possibly be. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our best-selling product because people love it. We first launched it 4 years ago. I was like, okay, it's another item. It's high-quality vitamins, minerals. Okay, great. People love it because it tastes great and they see the results. And it funds the InfoWar. So sold out for more than 6 months, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is now back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off because I want you to experience it. I want you to get it. I want to move it out the door and hopefully get more in the future. But who knows, supply chain breakdowns, it may not happen. So get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com today and keep InfoWars on the air. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion.
Wars. This is the Alex Jones Show, hosted by Robert Barnes. More information coming out of the continued debacle and disaster that is the war in Ukraine. In this latest report, it appears that American-supplied weapons were used by Ukraine to bomb their own prisoners held in Russian territory. In other words, this is a place where various members of the Azov Battalion and various Ukrainian soldiers were being held as either prisoners of war or, in some cases, prisoners under the local authority of the various Donbass locally organized militias and governments that felt that some of these people had committed crimes against them leading up to the conflict. Well, apparently, Ukraine has used using American-provided weapons, has bombed it and killed a bunch of them. So there are three questions that arise. The first question is, was this done by accident that Ukraine didn't know what was happening? Second, was it somehow not done by Ukraine? Why would Russia do this on its own territory or territory it controls? And third, could it have been done deliberately by Ukraine? Well, the latter part can't be completely ruled out because of the very unusual politics we have in Ukraine. And the unusual dynamics of who some of those people were that were being held in custody. So the Azov Battalion dates back to a range of neo-Nazi militias formed to perpetuate the Maidan Revolution in 2014 in Ukraine. But it has an even longer heritage and history. In fact, you could arguably go all the way back a century to the 1920s. So the land of Ukraine in the language of Russian literally means, and other languages actually means just borderlands. It was always the borderlands between competing great empires. The Russian Empire, the Austro-Hungarian Empire, the Polish-Lithuanian Empire, and so forth. And occasionally the German Empire. And as well the Ottoman Turkish Empire. So this borderlands was made up of a wide range of people. You had Cossacks in the east, you had Russians in part of the country, you had Ukrainians in other parts of the country, you had Turks and Greeks in Odessa and other parts along the border and next to the Black Sea. Different, you had Romanians in another part of the country. Indeed, Deputy Premier Medvedev, the former president of Russia, recently put out two maps, and one map had a map of what he thinks Zelensky thinks is going to have happen, and somebody made a meme of it, of basically someone taking cocaine and making a map of Ukraine all the way back to being old Ukraine plus Crimea. And then he put up what he thinks the West wants to do with the map or really thinks is going to happen with the map. And much of it was divvied up between Poland and Romania and Hungary and then Russia and then just a little bit around Kiev that would actually be Ukraine. That history reflects a long history that's unique to Ukraine. But as it relates to the potential for this to have been a deliberate attack by Ukrainian military officials on their own army members and particularly Azov Battalion members being held prisoner in Russia, that they might have had information that they didn't want publicly exposed. Remember, the Azov Battalion was holding out for a long time in Mariupol under that factory even without basic food and medicine until they find, and there are multiple ridiculously desperate efforts to help people escape from there, including helicopters that would go in and get shot down, other attempts that would completely fail, efforts by sea that would fail. So there was clearly an obsession, so much so that many people speculated that maybe what is in there is some prominent French or other general or British or American general maybe down there. That did not turn out to be the case. So the question is, what was it they wanted to hide to keep those Azov battalion members from surrendering? Well, then they did ultimately surrender. They pretended it was like a retreat or something, but they surrendered unconditionally. And then they were ultimately are going to be going on trial or maybe sent back to Ukraine in a prisoner swap. So why would they might want to kill their own Azov battalion members and soldiers now that they're in Russian captivity? What might they know that might be a problem? Well, this goes all the way back to the long history of the rise of fascism within the Western Ukrainian ultranationalism that began in the late teens and in the early 20s. That was a different brand of Ukrainian nationalism than existed in the eastern and central parts of the country. It was, in fact, many people in the central and eastern part of Ukraine wanted nothing to do with this ultranationalistic quasi-fascistic mechanism that was being promoted by the ultranationalist under Stepan Bandera and others. They would go, in the 1920s, they would wage mostly war against the Poles, who had disparate influence in that part of Ukraine, try to assassinate and successfully kill various Polish leaders, leading to the arrest of Stepan Bandera and others. And that, and then ultimately Bandera would be released by the Nazis when the Nazis went into Ukraine, and the Ukrainian ultranationalists of the Bandera, or the Banderaites, as they're called, ultimately aligned with the Nazis and committed some of the most horrific violations of human rights and basic liberty that could be imagined in World War II. To give you an idea of how bad it was, even the Nazis thought it was horrendous. The Nazis were like, that's a little too far. If it goes a little too far for the Nazis, maybe you've gone a little too far. That was the nature of the Banderite divisions. After the end of World War II, the CIA recruited Stepan Bandera. The CIA recruited many of the neo-Nazis. CIA actually recruited actual Nazis, created a spy network in Central and Eastern Europe that was made up of ex-Nazis. So Nazis or fascists or their allies were a critical part of what was going on with the CIA in Europe. They had a whole group that they left behind to try to be able to, theoretically, to defend against the Russian and Soviet invasion, but in fact, to actually promote destabilization regimes they didn't like. This happened in a range of countries. There were specific names of operations given to this. Blew up in different places in Italy in the early 1980s with a wide range of scandals connected to it. But the part of that group was the ultranationalist neo-Nazis of Western Ukraine. So, Soviet Union collapses. What does the West do? It re-engages that same group. Indeed, the principal propagandist for some of the ideas now believed by all kinds of Ukrainian nationalists were actually propagated by Harvard and other institutions in the West associated with this ultranationalist fascistic neo-Nazi regime, including the myth of the Soviet famine was designed to target Ukrainians by ethnicity. Utterly false. The famines that took place under Stalin, in fact, there were famines that took place under Lenin, were a combination of incompetency and an attempt to attack independent peasant farmers. And the primary targets were Cossacks and Kulaks, not Ukrainians by ethnicity. In fact, more died on a per capita basis outside of Ukraine than died in Ukraine. The great journalist who covered this, who was exposing the fraud that the New York Times was at the time, never made it specific to Ukraine and made it clear it was across southern Russia, the Black Belt wheat-growing regions of Russia, as well as what is part of Ukraine. And it wasn't even very strong in the far western part of Ukraine, which is not the breadbasket of Ukraine anyway. So, but that mythology was built by the CIA allied groups and associates and institutions here in the West. So we re-engaged them in the early 90s, went into bed with them to help create the first color revolution in 2004. And when we got nervous that we needed better allies, George Soros, as he did when he was a kid, along with CIA and other MI6 and other Western intelligence agencies and aligned groups, got together and helped back and propagate and support a rising neo-Nazi militia group, often recruiting from prisons and recruiting hooligans from various soccer games and other mob-related groups. That's who created the Azov Battalion in 2014 with the aid of critical oligarchs in Ukraine to promote and propagate the Western agenda in Ukraine, using Ukraine as a de facto colony to engage in bioweapon experimentation and the destabilization of Russia, because the globalists hate Russia because of their independence, because of Putin's unwillingness to engage in woke globalism and his dislike of it. At a fundamental and core level, Soros has hated Putin since for as long as anyone can remember. He hates Putin even more than he hates Trump. So the problem is somebody in that group that may have been in that prison, and it may have just been one or two, but there's no better way to take somebody out than to take out a whole bunch of people to disguise what you're up to. So this accidental bombing by Ukraine of their own soldiers and the Azov Battalion held in a prison on Russian-occupied territory, we can't rule out the possibility it was actually intentional and deliberate. When we come back, we're going to be discussing more vaccine deaths that keep happening or appear to be vaccine deaths for superstars and celebrities around the world.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is Robert Barnes, guest hosting here in the fourth hour. What is fascinating to me in watching aspects of the trial, and it's part of been a broad-based conversation over the years, is the way in which InfoWars is demonized for providing its own independent products rather than hawking other people's products or whoring for Big Pharma and corporate America. I've always found that fascinating. Almost every other media network and content creator out there that gets any form of advertising in order to be able to stay on the air, to do the time and to have the investment capital necessary to produce quality content for people to witness and see and to be involved in on a participatory level, requires at some level money from something. And the most common sources like Fox News, CNN, mainstream media, the New York Times, etc., comes from corporate advertisers. So your average content creator, your average so-called respectable journalist, is out there promoting a product that they've never vetted, that they can't conscientiously vouch for, that they have no idea if it's better for people. They don't know if it makes the world a better place or a worse place. They don't know if it's good for people or bad for people. They are often caught marketing, promoting, pitching, being sponsored by companies that are not promoting good products, that products that either cost too much or part of a scam, cause injury, cause harm, etc. One could think no further than the COVID-19 vaccines as a product that has turned out that way, and they've hawked that directly and personally on the air almost across the media spectrum. By contrast, what Alex Jones chose to do is to promote only products that he can personally vet, that he can personally and conscientiously vouch for, and that he has every reason to believe from his own lived experience will be better for the people who consume it, making people healthier, wealthier, and wiser in the process. That has struck me as always a much more rational and just means of supporting an independent content creator than cowering to Big Pharma and Big Corporate America. The other big, big, big difference, of course, and the real reason it drives them nuts, they're not really concerned about independent natural health, though there was an implication in the courtroom yesterday that supplements are inherently bad, that they're untrustworthy because those are not FDA-licensed products. And by the way, the FDA's history, the FDA started out as a marketing organization. They were not supposed to be a medicine organization. They were not supposed to be a scientific organization. They were supposed to make sure that the labels on the product match what is actually in the product. In other words, that if you bought kidney beans, you got kidney beans, not pinto beans, and so on and so forth. Because in the late 1800s, there were people committing overt fraud, putting some inside the can that ain't what it said on the outside of the can. But that was their sole and whole objective. They've gone way past that over the years, as many of us said they would, because that's the nature of power. Power continually corrupts the use and application of that power. But here, the other big difference, what really drives them nuts about InfoWars' independent financing model is just that. It's not that it's natural health supplements so much. It's not that it's not Big Corporate America and it's not Big Pharma and it's not any of that. It's that it's not a controlled narrative. It's not a censored messenger, a censored sponsor. That if you're taking money from anybody else, some big sugar daddy donor, some Big Corporate America advertiser, some Big Pharma solicitor, then you cannot be open, honest, and uncensored at what you believe and what you think and what you say. You're going to self-censor. And consequently, you're not going to meaningfully communicate content information that people want. This happens in the law all the time. An ordinary person will often hear a lawyer say something about a court, a judicial process, a government officer, or prosecutor that they will be scared to say in public and on the press because they fear blowback from those within positions of power. The same is true of those who are controlled by a donor. I'll give an example. Black Rifle Coffee Company. There's a lot of people that will continue to hawk Black Rifle Coffee Company, even though it's a company that threw Kyle Rittenhouse under the bus at a critical juncture while they were trying to be woke for the New York Times. They're not a company that deserves support, and yet you'll see them on big mainstream media, conservative mainstream media, being promoted and propagandized as such. Why? Because those people have to pimp themselves out for their advertisers because they refuse to create independent products of independent value that allows an independent narrative to be communicated to the world. That's what really drives them crazy about the InfoWars model. It is a purely populist model from top to bottom. It is a model that empowers the messenger and thereby empowers the audience. But it does so by empowering them in the process of the products it creates and the products it sells and the products it's able to produce for its audience. And of course, if the product didn't work, if people didn't like it, if it didn't meet their standards, that product would be gone because nobody's buying something that doesn't work and isn't effective and isn't what they want. And so that becomes an ultimate check. Basically, the audience becomes the only one to govern what content is created and is available on InfoWars by choosing to support it at InfoWarsStore.com, by continuing to buy the products they like. And if they don't like the product, they let InfoWars know by not buying it or saying so in the reviews. And that's the process. It's a purely populist process. It's a deep American process. It's probably the most populist press structure in the history of America, arguably the history of the world, because who has the power base? What is populism? It's giving power to the people. As Abraham Lincoln said, we are supposed to be a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. What InfoWars has done is made an entire media network of the people, by the people, and for the people. You govern it at every single level. You govern it and its ability to put on content. You govern it on the quality of the products it creates and whether it meets up to your measurements and expectations. You govern its ability to communicate to the globe the independent information, often either only available here or definitely first available here. After all, just go back to the COVID lockdowns. Who was the first person talking about Bill Gates, talking about Bill Gates in the context of public health policy, talking about Bill Gates in the context of what may be coming with COVID-19, all the way back in January and early February of 2020. In fact, at the time, I remember people saying, oh, all this criticism of Bill Gates doesn't make any sense. This is a wonderful philanthropist, a man who just loves to give to the world, ignoring the fact that I remember when he was one of the most hated people in all of corporate America and all of ordinary America and all of tech America because of his scheming and monopolistic tactics and illicit behaviors while at Microsoft. There's a reason why he got not one, but two and maybe even three pies in the face. I remember the Bill Gates and Bill Gates' father and Bill Gates' grandfather who were involved in the eugenics movement and or other organizations like Planned Parenthood who promoted and propagated the eugenics movement from its inception, an idea that we should control the population so only a small privileged group of people can have a disparate amount of resources. That's, in the end, what eugenics became. And I knew that was part of Bill Gates' agenda. But the only person talking about it with any degree of substantial scale of an audience was, once again, InfoWars. And why is that? Because InfoWars isn't dependent upon Big Pharma. Because InfoWars isn't dependent on corporate advertisers. Because InfoWars ain't dependent on a sugar daddy. InfoWars is only dependent on you. You are the front line. Continue to hold the line. Make yourself healthier, wealthier, and wiser by supporting InfoWars today, which you can do at InfoWarsStore.com and make sure that a media of the people, by the people, continues to be for the people.
Sold out for more than 6 months, our number one bestseller is now back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the minerals, all the vitamins, all the key amino acids to turbocharge your immune system and make your body as healthy as it could possibly be. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our best-selling product because people love it. We first launched it 4 years ago. I was like, okay, it's another item. It's high-quality vitamins, minerals. Okay, great. People love it because it tastes great and they see the results. And it funds the InfoWar. So sold out for more than 6 months, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is now back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarStore.com for 40% off because I want you to experience it. I want you to get it. I want to move it out the door and hopefully get more in the future. But who knows, supply chain breakdowns, it may not happen. So get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com today and keep InfoWars on the air. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is Robert Barnes, guest host. Later up, we're going to be discussing more vaccine deaths coming to celebrities and stars and sports players around the globe. But next, Shakira finds herself facing potential years in prison over alleged tax fraud in the case pending apparently in Spain. Tax cases have often been utilized to target political dissidents and other outsiders. Indeed, most countries in the world no longer imprison people for tax issues. In America, we have two major restraints on tax charges. Those are the good faith defense and the reliance defense that are unique to criminal tax law in general. Why do we have this? Well, because we don't want people sent to prison for simply owing a debt, nor do we want people sent to prison for simple disagreement with the government. So as long as you have, in fact, a legitimate belief that what you were doing was lawful, a good faith belief, then you can be found not guilty, even if your belief may have been incorrect, even if they think your belief, the IRS and the courts, think your belief is crazy. That doesn't matter. All that matters is that you sincerely believe it. Also, a reliance defense, which is a defense upon by advice with attorneys, accountants, or other professionals. And consequently, that's another grounds by which you can justifiably get acquitted of any tax charge, because, again, we don't want disagreement about the law to be the grounds for imprisonment in America generally, unless, of course, you're Steve Bannon. And then we carve out an exception, much as the Travis County, Texas court is carving out an exception in the defamation cases proceeding with him. Indeed, there was an article today in the Texas Monthly that suggested that Alex Jones had foregone a First Amendment defense. That's completely and utterly false. This is another journalist who cannot take the time to actually read the cases and read what the Texas Court of Appeals said in this case. What the Texas Court of Appeals said, to give people a full understanding of what's happening here, aside from the due process violations, privacy violations, jury trial right violations, right to confront accusers, all of that, the other violations that are occurring here go to the core of First Amendment protection. The theory is this. Let's say you articulate an idea that is different than what the government believes. The government calls it false. You can now be accused of misinformation. Whether or not it is in fact misinformation is secondary. All that matters is you said something the government doesn't agree with. That's part one. Part two, you persuade any group of people out there that your questions are legitimate questions, and they have questions as well. Part three, somebody who feels upset or offended by your viewpoints, emotionally distressed or anguished by your viewpoints, can now sue you based on however many people ever heard your ideas in the first place and believe them now. That is the core of the case. It doesn't require you to say a specifically false fact about a specific person. It doesn't even require you to identify anybody at all by name. What the Texas Court of Appeals said was that is if someone could look them up on the internet and possibly find them, then the statement concerns them merely because it concerns a topic that they have an interest in. That's how extraordinary and extreme this was. Indeed, of all the people that purportedly believe certain things about Sandy Hook, how many of those people even knew the names of any of the people that are now suing Alex Jones? Because Alex Jones isn't the one who ever called him by name ever. So what that's the important. The First Amendment has been at the forefront of this case. It has been litigated repeatedly. It is preserved in the record. These are journalists trying to pretend that what's happening to Alex Jones couldn't possibly happen to them. And what they're really relying upon is political power brokers being the gatekeepers, being on their side so that it doesn't matter, so that it won't ever happen to them. They're really relying upon the corruption of our legal process to protect them, not the rule of law to protect them, because the rule of law is what the corrupt political processes are busy changing. Busy changing so you say something a whole bunch of people disagree with. Those people who disagree with it, note that the government also disagrees with you, they can sue you into bankruptcy and oblivion. That's the theory and premise. And that was fully litigated before any of the default issues were even came up in the case. So the First Amendment is still fundamental and essential to the case of Alex Jones and will continue to be. And journalists who pretend he somehow isn't raising that and that somehow isn't part of it are lying to themselves, trying to say, this can't happen to me. Don't worry, this can't happen to me. Patting themselves on the back, hugging themselves foolishly because, yes, it can happen to you, and it will happen to you if you are a dissident source of information, if you are a heretic out there communicating heretical information that questions and challenges the government's narrative on any set of topics. So all of them should be alert and awake and quit fooling themselves in that process. In other news, the extraordinary ability of the Biden administration to play Humpty Dumpty continues. As Humpty Dumpty said, a word is what I say it is. And that is how a drug that's a therapeutic, that's actually a gene therapy, suddenly, magically, miraculously gets called a vaccine, even though it doesn't inoculate you from the disease, even though it isn't in fact safe, even though it isn't in fact effective, even though it in fact doesn't prevent transmission, even though increasingly more places are reporting that the vaccinated are reporting higher rates of hospitalization, higher rates of COVID, higher rates of death, higher rates of serious disability than the unvaccinated. Much in the same way, when it came out that there had been two quarters of economic decline in GDP, the GDP turned negative in the first quarter of 2022 and then stayed negative in the second quarter of 2022. Historically, universally, even William Jefferson Clinton, who had difficulty remembering what it is, admitted that that is a recession back in 2000. Well, now the Biden administration says, no. That's not what recession means. Recession means what I say it is, which apparently is no longer what a recession means. As we face these 1970-style economics, continue to recommend George Gammon and other sources that will be daily providing information to you on the economic fallout and ramifications. But look to the 1970s as probably the closest historical parallel to what we're facing, to constant stagflation, economic decline, economic stagnation with high inflation, that those two are likely to continue to be parallel as we move forward. And in the hypocritical day of the week message, we have the District of Columbia mayor, the same District of Columbia mayor who refused to allow the National Guard to be present or anyone else on January 6th, the same D.C. mayor that was culpable for the extraordinary lack of an unusual lack of security present that day necessary to facilitate the events on January 6th for them to even occur in the first instance. Now says she wants the National Guard out because illegal immigrants are coming to D.C. So it turns out the District of Columbia only wants enough illegal immigrants to be able to give them some Ethiopian food and serve them some exotic foods and help drive some Ubers and drive some taxis and be able to be available for some maid service and that. They don't want actual waves of illegal immigrants coming into their community in the way the people in D.C. have brought about illegal immigration in massive waves in states like Texas and Arizona. And what are some of the complaints that she and the mayor of New York are making? They're the complaints conservatives have made for a long time, which is if you're going to have this level of immigration, at least make it legal. If it's not legal, it shouldn't be allowed. Number one, respect for the rule of law. Number two, why should working class communities on the border in Texas and then throughout the South and Midwest, because that's where it's been disproportionately impacted. It's working class folks who see their wages decline. It's working class folks who have their school system effectively put under pressure because of increasing student participation from those who haven't paid taxes in the first instance. It's their roads under pressure, their buildings under pressure, their political infrastructure under pressure, their criminal justice system under pressure. They've been bearing all the burden and getting none of the benefit. And now that the District of Columbia has to get some of the burden for all the benefit they've been getting over the years, including their ties and connections to companies getting rich and getting fat off of illegal immigration, including people connected to illicit activities and enterprises doing the same, because D.C. is the capital of such activities in this country, sadly and unfortunately, due to the power-mad nature of the people who occupy positions of power there, they're finally having to pay the price and their hypocrisy is getting exposed. When we come back after the break, vaccine deaths continue to skyrocket at an extraordinary rate, including hitting so many sports stars, so many celebrities, so many public personalities, so many people that everybody knows that they can't hide and run from it anymore. Talk about those vaccine deaths when we come back after the break.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Gentlemen, humanity is at a historic crossroads. The information that InfoWars is covering is literally the blueprint to counter their great reset with a great awakening. When you support InfoWars by getting great products, you keep the tip of the spear on the air. You see, the enemy hates us probably more than even Trump, because we are identifying who they are and what incredible psychotic control freaks they are and how humanity can be awakened to defeat them. Right now we're doing a major fundraiser to fund our legal bills and to fund things into the future and to make sure we get stronger, not weaker. But you are our strength. We are our strength together. Now, right now, we're running a huge sale, and a lot of great products that have been sold out for a long time, thank God, have finally come in right on time. The cavalry's here. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is our number one total bestseller. It just came back in 2 days ago. It's discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the amino acids you need to boost your overall health and immune system. It's back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric, highest level curcuminoid, so incredible for inflammation, for your immune system, for everything. But inflammation is such a key thing. It's amazing for that. Diet Force. Look, I'm overweight. I've already lost 30-plus pounds in just the last few months, despite all my stress, taking this product with all natural concentrates and more that are known to naturally speed up your metabolism and so much more. And it's good for you. Diet Force, the latest product that we've developed, X7, is also available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Also, all three of our toothpaste, including, finally, the original Super Blue, back in stock, 50% off together, 40% off individually, and you can pre-order The Great Reset, The War for the World, my new book that's already number one in history on Amazon at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for keeping this incredible information on air. We're all doing it together, so God bless. Please take action.
Welcome back to Alex Jones Show. This is Robert Barnes, guest hosting. Up in a bit, we're going to be discussing the vaccine side effects and the accumulating deaths we keep witnessing around the globe from high power and high profile individuals that continue to point to the vaccine as the culprit. In parts of Canada, they have unexplained deaths leading the death charts in various provinces. The same thing is happening in various parts around the world. And we're seeing it and witnessing it in live time, not only with sports stars collapsing live, but other stars and celebrities who had it happen to them recently as well. But before that, just in case you're unaware, it turns out that famine can be good for you. That may seem strange. It may seem like a Klaus Schwab, ze were like these crickets kind of statement. But that is according to the United Nations and a United States political science professor who's writing about the benefits of world hunger. That's right, the benefits of world hunger. Just in case you didn't know, you can look up the article itself, referenced on Zero Hedge and others. That, by the way, those in the Alex Jones Sandy Hook trial want to tell you you should never, ever go to Zero Hedge. CNN, that's the fountain of reliable information and truth. They never spread any conspiracies there at CNN, like Russiagate for 4 years, for example. But listen to just one of the quotes. Hunger has great positive value to many people. Indeed, it is fundamental to the working of the world's economy. Hungry people are the most productive people, especially when there's a need for manual labor. So basically, you can create a lot of cheap labor slaves by starving them. Isn't that wonderful? The United Nations always looking out for the poor and the little folks, as they always do. In the same vein, we have in Germany, with their complete backfiring disaster and debacle of a policy in Ukraine, already governments have collapsed or on the verge of collapse in Estonia, Bulgaria, Italy, in the United Kingdom, partially in France with the parliamentary elections turning against Macron. One of the great benefits of that was the populist on the left and the populist on the right, with Le Pen and Mélenchon getting together and actually working together to oppose COVID vaccine passports throughout the various French territories. Very positive sign to see some aspects of the populist left and right working together finally, especially in France, where that is so difficult to achieve. You can glimpse it in looking at the interview between Glenn Greenwald and Alex Jones from last week's premiere. Again, Alex's War is now fully out and available in theaters across the country, available in a range of streaming platforms. You can also buy it right here, get the old-fashioned DVD so that you don't have to worry about it disappearing from your digital library, as Amazon has been had a tendency to do. You can do that at InfoWarsStore.com today. But what is happening in the ongoing Ukraine disaster? Well, here's a nice headline. German cities turn off hot water and cut lighting. So you're going to get used to a lot of cold showers, low warming abilities. One of the things they said was, don't worry, the Germans will build wood. Well, you know, they'll use wood to take care of their problem as winter approaches. Unfortunately, most German buildings, for climate change purposes, have retrofitted themselves so they don't allow their fireplaces to work. So that doesn't function either. and in an effort to understand why it's important to always fight back and the value of fighting back, is what we're seeing and witnessing in these vaccine side effects. That getting out independent information about risk is what kept a lot of people from unnecessarily taking this drug. I have filed suit on behalf of Children's Health Defense against the Food and Drug Administration with Robert Kennedy, challenging their authorization and marketing of the vaccine, particularly to children, but also to the military. One case is pending before the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. Another is pending in Waco, Texas, here in the Western District of Texas, because they have so repeatedly lied using Big Bird and Elmo to convince people something is safe, effective vaccine that is in fact an experimental drug using gene therapy that does not inoculate you against getting the disease, does not inoculate you against transmitting the disease, and is not in fact the definition of a vaccine, nor is it safe or effective under their own literature and available data, as is supported by Brooke Jackson's case brought against Pfizer, pending over in another part of the federal courts in Texas and Beaumont. But in this context, just take a look, just go through any of your headlines and find the people that are just suddenly dying. They're even calling it SADS, which is sad, that, you know, sudden adult death syndrome. Don't know where this is coming from. People, you know, they get the vaccine, they get the shot, they get a booster, boom, they're dead. I don't know what could possibly be the cause. Yeah, we're getting person after person after person. Great Colombian Latin American singer, prominent sports players, prominent celebrities around the globe that this has happened to. This shows a continued warning sign that the government has not been honest, not been forthcoming about the real scope of adverse events. As Obama himself admitted, this was a mass experiment on billions of people, and we're starting to see the consequences already as being far more devastating and dangerous to the health, especially of young people, than COVID could be, especially the Omicron version of it. But to give you sort of a white pill as we exit tonight, it is important to remember why it matters that you continue to not only participate and support InfoWars, but participate in the court of public opinion, to continue to be involved at whatever level that you can be or choose to be. Because your ability to fight back in the court of public opinion is the only reason why billions of people around the globe have not taken this dangerous drug. It's the only reason why your willingness and readiness to fight back. Even L.A. County had to reverse its intentions to reimpose a mask mandate in the county of Los Angeles. They were eager to do so. They were anxious to do so. They declared their intention to do so. But then ordinary people in the court of public opinion spoke out and spoke back against it. And what happened? Well, here's the headline. L.A. County Public Health Director Ferrer won't mandate masks now. So that's only because you chose to fight back. You chose to push back. So part of it is being self-educated, and self-educated is a function of self-empowerment. Part of it is supporting those content creators and independent media providers that provide you access to that information in the first place, and also the ability to share it with others to be able to get it and influence the court of public opinion. And then ultimately sharing your opinion with that is now informed and well-educated with the public, and engaging the public in dialogue, discussion, and debate to try to influence the shape and direction of it. Without InfoWars, there never is a President Donald John Trump. Without InfoWars, there's no pushback against lockdowns. Without InfoWars, there's no pushback on them shutting down our schools. Without InfoWars, there's no pushback on mask mandates. Without InfoWars, there's no pushback against election corruption. Without InfoWars, there's no pushback against the war propagandists. Look at all the war whores and how they all united for pushing this completely bogus war in Ukraine that was built on lie after lie after lie, libel after libel after libel. When the New York Times gets caught libeling and killing millions of people around the globe once again in another global war conflict that didn't need to happen but for their lies, they're never held accountable. They are coming after InfoWars because InfoWars is at the tip of the spear in stopping and preventing and precluding and exposing deep state bad actions and conduct. So continue to support InfoWars, continue to be the front of the line, hold the line, and together we will make sure independent information continues to get out there to be shared with you, because you are part of the changing the world. You are part of making the world a better place.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.